20 and waves around 2 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, where there is a small craft advisory, west winds at 10 to 15. Next high tide in Newport Harbor tonight, 9:28. Sunset at 4:25. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:36. And the moon is waxing crescent. Right now on the Newport waterfront, we have clear skies. It is 48 degrees, and that is Boating in the Bay on WADK. Bruce Newberry, before we bring on our next guest, just a note here that is a developing story. Governor Raimondo has moved her briefing to Thursday this week. Just announced, just for the top of the hour, Governor Raimondo's coronavirus briefing has been rescheduled to 1 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday. Originally, it was supposed to be tomorrow. It's going to be Thursday for the Gov. Now, on to Dr. Ian. Yes, Dr. Ian Smith has been on The Doctors, and everywhere we look, of course, we see doctors, healthcare professionals working hard on the front lines, and more than ever before. And it is nothing short of awe-inspiring how these folks still care for patients despite the challenges that we face. So let's talk to best-selling author Dr. Ian Smith. Dr. Ian, nice to have you with us.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. So, look, we know, you know, what's around, right? And the big thing that we don't want to get. But by the same token, I'm not crazy about just getting a cold or the flu. And that stuff's still around, too.
Yeah, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And we've been in the middle of it for a while now. And we got to remember that other diseases and illnesses happen also. So here we are in the cold and flu season. And it's important that people have to remember that the simple things we were talking about as far as dealing with COVID are important also for COVID and flu. So making sure that you're sneezing or coughing into a tissue, if you don't have that, using the inside of your elbow, making sure you're washing your hands for 20 seconds with warm water and soap, if you don't have that, using hand sanitizer. These are effective ways to prevent the spread of germs. But, you know, you say you don't want the cold or flu. Yeah, the symptoms can be tough. Things like cough or chest congestion, fever, sore throat, headache. These are all things that can be problematic for a lot of people. And, you know, Bruce, we don't have a cure for the common cold or the flu, unfortunately. But what we do have is symptomatic relief, over-the-counter medications that can help relieve some of those symptoms. You go to a local grocery store or pharmacy, you can find things like, for example, Mucinex has something called Mucinex DM 12-hour.
Yeah.
It helps to control your cough. It could thin and loosen your mucus and relieve congestion for up to 12 hours. So people should try using some of the over-counter medications for symptomatic relief, but please make sure you're following the prescribed dosage.
You know, it's so funny. Sometimes the old school methods are best, and sometimes things just don't change. My hobby is kind of old-time radio, and I was listening to an old-time radio drama the other night, and an old commercial came on, and it was for some over-the-counter remedy. But the thing that still works today is there are, I forget what he said, there are 12 kinds of cold viruses, the guy said. This was, you know, 65, 70-year-old medical technology, but that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the old things really are timeless. They still work. And we tell people all the time that, you know, basic hygiene, basic mitigating factors can go a long way. And
yeah.
Let me just tell you about, talk about the over-the-counter medications. Given now where we are, by the way, people have to be really careful about the symptoms. If the symptoms persist, even after taking over-the-counter medications, please go see or call your healthcare professional to see if there are other next steps you should take.
That's, you know, as you were recommending that over-the-counter remedy, which makes all kinds of sense, Dr. Ian Smith, I was thinking that, you know what, you take this stuff and still not going away, might be something else. Go check it out.
Absolutely. Especially during these times,
yes,
you have to do that.
Sure. Definitely. So, you know, doctors know best. You're a doctor. tough year for healthcare professionals. So it must be still in all pretty rewarding for you to get feedback from your patients. It's important, isn't it?
Yeah, Bruce, I got to tell you, it's really important. And people have to understand, listen, doctors want to deliver the best care possible. And one of the ways to do that is feedback. You showing or discussing weaknesses or strengths or ways that they can improve, that is very, very helpful and useful information for doctors to be able to adapt and to close that gap that can sometimes exist in delivery of care and what is desired by the patient. The other thing, by the way, is, as you know, Bruce, we buy almost everything after reading reviews first. We go online, read the review. Same thing with doctors, right? If you're looking for a doctor, you read a review about, you know, their service, their quality of care. So you're not just helping the doctors by reviewing them. You're also helping other patients.
Okay, so you just talked about it. There's a way that we can review and recommend our own doctor who we trust, and you call it the Ally of Doctors campaign. Tell us about this. We want to recommend our doc.
Yeah, for sure. So the Ally of Doctors campaign is a campaign started by Mucinex to basically let the country know, hey, let's get together and let our frontline heroes know that we love them, we support them, we need them, and we are appreciative of all that they're doing for us. So what they're doing now is, if you go to healthgrades.com and you leave a review for your doctor, for every first review on healthgrades.com, Mucinex is going to donate $20, up to $20,000 to the end of 2020, and going to donate the money to the United Negro College Fund to really help foster and empower the next generation of frontline heroes. So we're not just letting the current frontline heroes know that we support them and love them and appreciate them, but we're also now going to try to get into development the next wave of frontline workers who will protect and keep all of us well.
Excellent. It's healthgrades.com, healthgrades.com to review your doc. Very, very nice. So this is great. So now we're helping to support the next generation of what are now known as just the frontline heroes, right?
Absolutely. And what we've learned, I mean, listen, you always got to find the silver lining, Bruce, in the cloud, right? What we've learned over the last 8 to 9 months are areas, pockets that we can do better in. We've learned that if we come into a situation where hospitals are booked to capacity, healthcare workers are stretched thin, that we need to have enough manpower and enough people who are in the pipeline to be on the front lines. Just like the military, you got to have enough soldiers in the military forces. You got to have enough doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals on the front line. So this is a great way to get young people to say, hey, this is a great career option for you. We need you, and we're going to support you.
Fantastic. All right. So where can we go for more information?
It's simple. If you want to learn more about symptomatic relief for the cold and the flu, you can go to Mucinex.com. And if you want to leave that review for your doctor to help your doctor and others, please go to healthgrades.com.
Fantastic. Dr. Ian Smith, so good to talk to you. Thanks very, very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Be safe, okay?
You too. You too. Have a nice Thanksgiving. Thanks, doctor. We really appreciate it. All right. Again, our breaking news here, Governor Raimondo's Wednesday clam bake will be Thursday this week. And more on that in a minute. But she had initially planned to go back to her Wednesday deal, but no. So more on that shortly. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've got a spot of slow traffic midspan on the Newport Pell Bridge. Otherwise, you move pretty well westbound after the zone. You're slow through the eastbound toll plaza right at the moment. And then you move well out to the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. You've got the work zone in place on the North Kingstown side, spot of slow traffic on the Jamestown side. So could be 8 or 9 minutes going westbound. 7 minutes might do you eastbound from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, you're moving well. Best it's looked all morning here from Bristol to Portsmouth, Portsmouth to Bristol. And on the Secunda River Bridge, you're fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, that VD exit, where it is always VD and you. We check these bridges every 30 minutes. We'll do it in less than 30. We do it all morning and right into the midday.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
Your friends at Ben's Furniture thank you for your support over the last several months. Ben's staff has been extremely busy helping so many with their needs at home, whether a new sofa, new desk, new recliner, or a new accessory piece. Ben's is extremely grateful for your business and happy to help make these times just a little better. Ben's receives new merchandise every day and has inventory in stock ready for immediate delivery. To keep everyone safe and ensure shopping without unnecessary crowds, Ben's is offering all their holiday discounts right now through the holidays. No one-day sales, no 3 days only, no four-hour sales. Shop when it's convenient for you. Because of the size of the store and with all safety precautions in place, you enjoy a safe and stressless shopping experience. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking behind the store and in the Mary Street lot. This year, more than any other in their 78-year history, Ben's wishes you and yours a very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
This is Steve Lombardi, Executive Director of the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. We have been the business voice of East Greenwich since 1929. Our mission is to promote business development and foster cooperation between business, government, and the community. We are committed to helping to make East Greenwich a better place to live, work, play, dine, shop, and do business. The Chamber provides many benefits such as networking events, townwide gift certificates, business education opportunities, and lobbying efforts. The Chamber promotes many community events such as our Main Street Strolls, East Greenwich Restaurant Week, the Greenwich Odeum, the EG Farmers Market, and many others. Membership in the Chamber says you support the business community and the community as a whole, and that you want to be part of moving us forward. For membership information, contact me at 401-885-0020 or steve@eastgreenwichchamber.com. You can also visit us at eastgreenwichchamber.com.
Hi guys, it's Bob Angel. I'm one of those who's proud to say I was born and raised and have lived my entire life in this Newport area. I simply want to join the effort to encourage you to support our invaluable local businesses in these very challenging times. Over the course of my 50-plus years on this radio station, I've come to know and appreciate firsthand so many of those businesses, their owners, their staffs. It's so easy to see how essential these merchants are to the vitality of our community. Now more than ever, we need to display our support for these countless friends and neighbors. The products you need, the services you need, they're all right here, thanks to so many who endure and wage a relentless battle to be open and stay open, while offering you safe and healthy environments. Local businesses, we need them. They need us.
WADK weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Yeah, everything's online.
WADK.com.
And just checking the Twitter feed here to see if anybody else has picked up on this thing. Channel 12 was the one that broke the news about Governor Raimondo moving her deal here. Here's ABC 6 with it now. But no official word as yet from the governor's office. Interesting that the release just hasn't gone out. I don't know. Anyway, Governor Raimondo Thursday, and I guess they're going to move to Thursdays. That's the ultimate plan. Now, of course, there's not going to be any such thing on Thanksgiving, so which doesn't make any sense at all. So what's going to happen next week? I don't know. Let's go back to the thing here. Governor Raimondo's coronavirus briefing this week has been rescheduled to 1 p.m. Thursday, her office announced. The governor's office says next week's briefing will be back to Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. After that, it will move to 1 p.m. Thursdays for the foreseeable future. Why? Probably got to go watch the kids or something. Probably nothing more complicated than that. States reported... Okay. The other news about Rhode Island on the corona front is that Pfizer has actually launched a pilot delivery program for its vaccine in four states, one of which is us. And they're hoping to just work out some logistics. And so they're doing this pilot program in Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee. What do those states have in common? Well, I guess that's the idea. They're a cross-section. They're not supposed to have anything in common. Pfizer picked Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee for the program after taking into account their differences in overall size, except Texas and New Mexico and Tennessee. New Mexico and Tennessee are about the same size. I mean, Texas would be the big one, so that kind of makes sense. Rhode Island's the little one, so that kind of makes sense. But wouldn't you have taken a state like Arkansas, which is small-ish? Maybe they thought that was too close to Texas. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't hurt the fact that we are 2 feet away from a Pfizer plant in Groton. So that probably doesn't hurt. Now, that said, all that we are is a pilot program. We will not receive vaccine doses earlier than other states. Well, what are we doing with a pilot program there? The company expects to have enough safety data on the vaccine from the ongoing large-scale late-stage trials by the third week of November before proceeding to apply with emergency use authorization. There was a story yesterday, and I don't have the source of the story, but there was, perhaps it was Dr. Tashima who said that there was some type of a freezer program where they were going to be able to put freezers strategically located someplace, and I can't remember where. So I think that's what it was. So that's the deal. And that's the big difference between the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, in that the Moderna vaccine does not have to be shipped and stored at this extreme temperature. The Pfizer vaccine must be shipped and stored at 70 degrees below zero Celsius, which is minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, just to give you an idea, ice cream, right? They ship ice cream at 20 below. They store ice cream at 20 below. Zero for ice cream is warm. You know, if you're like at the ice cream manufacturing plant and stuff. 20 is like soft. 20 is like a sauna for ice cream. And we're talking 94 below. We're hopeful that results from this vaccine delivery pilot will serve as the model for other U.S. states and international governments as they prepare to implement effective COVID-19 vaccine programs. What else? Now, of course, the other side of this is Whitcomb was talking about last week. This is not really a Pfizer bit of business. I mean, they're not making this at the same place that they're making the Bengay, you know? This is actually being done by a company from Germany called BioNTech. And they're the brains of the outfit. I think they actually came up with it. They have a $1.95 billion deal to supply 100 million doses of the vaccine to the government. Now, that means 50 million people because you have to take two shots. Other side of that is, you remember last week? Did they announce it last week? I think they did. And the head of Pfizer said, we're not taking any of the U.S. government's filthy gold. I didn't say it quite like that. But they made a big thing out of saying, oh, no, we're not doing the Operation Warp Speed. No, 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 not going to do it. Now they are. Apparently with this pilot program, they have no problem with taking the filthy money from the filthy United States, right? There you go. So there is that. There is that. Not that I keep using this as a shining example, but it is what it is. And it happens to agree with the point of view that I have. The governor of Vermont just announced 3 minutes ago, adults are driving the spread of the corona by getting together, drinking alcohol, bending the rules, and then turning around and going to work or sending their children to school and thus spreading the virus. That's how it's done. No one is acknowledging this. I don't care if the governor meets on Groundhog Day. Speak some truth. Stop dancing around. That's the bottom line. You've got 20, 30, 40, 50 somethings who are going out, getting drunk, getting stupid, breathing all over one another with no masks, then going home. That's how it's getting spread. That's it. It's not getting spread at Twin Oaks. It's not getting spread at the mooring. It's not getting spread at the Walmart. It's getting spread by drunks. Period. That's what it comes down to. And then what happens is, you talk about this virus being smart and intelligent. Oh, how does the virus know it's 9:30? Queen Gina. Right. I would turn you back on that real quick, my friends. Believe me, that is not going to come to a good end. So you talk about, and that's the, you know, that's the province of the deniers, right? So, oh, stop shutting us down. Oh, here's the deal. It's not that the virus is smart. The virus is opportunistic. The virus is extremely opportunistic. And so when you come home blind, bleep face drunk, breathe all over your spouse, breathe all over your kids, and then they turn around and go to school. And then the other members of the household go out into their lives, not knowing that you gave it to them, thanks very much, and that's how it's spreading. So it's not that the virus is smart, it's that the virus is smart enough. So there you go. Governor Scott of Vermont said it. And that's the bottom line. And you know what? He then said he knows the state can't make people do this. They're right. The state also can't keep you from being stupid. Here's another thing. You know that Wreaths Across America? Gonzo, COVID. We just were going to book a guest about that. It's based in Maine, and they have started a tradition 2 or 3 years ago, maybe longer than that, of placing wreaths on the headstones of veterans at the veterans' stones at the Arlington Cemetery, but then there were other veteran cemeteries that this was done at as well. And it was a beautiful tradition, not going to be done this year. Why? I just elucidated why. Let's check the bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
This afternoon, west winds at 5 to 10, shifting around to the northwest tonight at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 and waves around 2 feet. Northwest winds tomorrow. On Rhode Island Sound, winds are westerly at 10 to 15. There's a small craft advisory for Rhode Island Sound and Block Island Sound with seas 2 to 4 feet until 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Next high tide in Newport Harbor will be tonight at 9:28. Your sunset at 4:25, sunrise tomorrow 6:36. The moon is waxing crescent. And that's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Compassion International. Give a special year-end gift to a child in extreme poverty this Christmas with Compassion International. Text the word GIFT to 83393. That's GIFT to 83393.
1540 WADK.
Here's 1 minute of what you should know on this Tuesday. Rhode Island's two major teachers unions are calling for a holiday pause to in-person learning for all K through 12 students starting next week. National Education Association and the Rhode Island Federation of Teachers made the demand. Rhode Island Education Department spokesperson says in-person learning is best. 2,250 new COVID cases in Rhode Island over the past 3 days, including a single-day high of almost 1,100, and the daily positivity rate 5.9 going back to last Thursday. Family and friends of the man who was killed Saturday night running across Route 195 in Swansea have questions about the tragic incident. His wife and friends told ABC 6 it was way out of character for 47-year-old Ulysse Pena from Pawtucket to behave that way. Was a passenger in a truck traveling west on 195 in Swansea, jumped out, ran across the highway, struck and killed by another pickup. The Newport City Council continuing its National Grid Natural Gas Storage Workshop Wednesday at 5. A separate Zoom meeting hosted by Representatives Terry Kortvrind and Lauren Carson will talk about energy alternative and your weather word, partly sunny but cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
You get up, maybe exercise a bit, take a shower.
And while getting dressed, decide which mask to wear today.
Maybe a few different ones. One for daytime, one for night. Never enough masks.
Wearing a mask is fashionable, caring, and everyone is wearing them at Carty's Furniture and Mattresses.
Nice mask, Pete.
I like yours too, Ron.
Let's all mask up, social distance, and beat this.
Hashtag crush COVID RI. Oops, almost forgot my extra sweater.
You already have a sweater.
Never enough sweaters.
Build your brand with Minuteman Press today. Today, Minuteman is so much more than just print, providing anything you can put a name, image, or logo on and offer free consultations. Contact Helen to learn about Minuteman's brand new business builder's plan, then partner with them to form a sensible marketing strategy. Make Minuteman your one-stop shop for all your design, print, marketing, direct mail, and promotional needs. Find them online at mmp-ri.com or call 619-1650. At Minuteman Press, they design, print, and promote you.
Hello again, Bruce Newberry, your food dude, saying don't stay away. Everyone at your favorite restaurant misses you and is ready to welcome you back, assuring you will be safe and comfortable because we are fresh, clean, and inspected. So come back soon. I have suggestions in the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, Saturday 11 to 1. Brought to you by the Blue Plate Diner with Burger and Shake Mondays and Breakfast for Dinner Wednesdays. Just two reasons to come back to the Blue Plate.
Food dude, Bruce Newberry.
AM 1540 WADK.
America, start your engines. The roads are opening up, and it's time to drive again. Barry's Auto Group can make sure your vehicle is healthy and ready for the drive. Right now, they're offering up to 50% off the current labor rate on all services and oil changes. They're only $14.95. Don't forget about their Repair Now, Pay Later program, where you can service your car today and pay absolutely nothing for 1 year. Call Barry's at 847-5600 to schedule your next service appointment today, or visit Barry's Auto Group at 166 JT Connell Highway across from Walmart on the Rotary in Newport. Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these local businesses.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island changes children's lives one donation at a time. Your donated clothing directly fund their youth mentoring programs. Drop off items at 1431 West Main Road, Middletown, or schedule a curbside pickup at biggsri.org.
This segment is sponsored by the Online Review of Rhode Island History, the state's leading history blog at smallstatebighistory.com. Each week, we release a new article about our state's fabulous history. That's smallstatebighistory.com.
Sunday Swing Time, Sunday morning at 10 on WADK.
Bruce Newberry.
Yeah.
Oh man, they just banned Mardi Gras. 2021 Mardi Gras parades have been banned in New Orleans.
Wow.
Not good. All right, so our questions at 846-1028. Use our voice message service. 846-1028. I want to know what you would do if you received $10,000 as a holiday bonus, but had to spend it in your local community, in your hometown. What would you do with it? Where would you spend it? Would you try to outfox the boss's generosity? Is it, I'll put it in the Bank of Newport. Yeah, that's what I'll do. And then I'll take it and spend it at Best Buy. Try to make a deal. You've heard by now the money manager out in Dalton, Massachusetts, out in the Berkshires, has 11 people working for him, and he's always been generous and kind of quirky with the bonuses in general, you know? Hey, is he hiring? Is he adopting? I mean, at the very, very least, he was handing out $2,500 at a shot. And just, you know, he'd walk in one day, here's $5,000. Okay, why not? I know, he's got, I know, everybody's thinking,
oh, he's got some kind of underground economy, guys, probably a drug dealer or something. Yeah, he's gonna, he'll end up walking down the courthouse steps with his overcoat over his head.
Yeah. That's a, let's think kindly of people, right? Let a smile be your umbrella, and you'll be amazed how many people will walk up to you and say, what's so funny? Yes, indeed. So, you get $10,000 from the boss, but the boss says, how about just this? The boss tells you how you can spend it. What do you do? Never mind, oh, you have to go and spend it down the street. Just in general, well, you have to take this money and you have to use it for this. What do you do? Do you do it? Do you give it back? Do you pull a Corona? Do you pull a mask? You can't tell me what to do. I wonder if somebody will sue this guy. I don't want to go spend it at my local hardware store in Dalton, Massachusetts. I want to go spend it on Amazon. And I have a right to do it, so I'm going to sue you. I can see that. I guess this is the mayor of Boston who's going to start releasing 6 key metrics twice a week. Average number of daily cases, community level positivity rate, average number of daily tests performed, ICU capacity, overall number of beds available, average number of people visiting ER with COVID-19 symptoms. That would actually be a good statistic to have. There's no way you'd ever do it. So apparently there are 2 major locations where the virus is spreading. We just kind of ran down one of them. Bars. It's not restaurants, it's bars. The other place is, actually there are 3 places. Bars, the workplace, and private gatherings. A neighbor of mine had a baby shower 2 weeks ago. No masks. I mean, this was a rip-roaring party. You know the kind of a neighborhood party where the cars are parked up and down the street? That kind of a party. And, you know, they entertain fairly often over there and park in front of my house. They're guests. And, you know, they're fine. It's whatever. But not a mask in sight. All these women walking around, you know, walking down the street carrying boxes of, you know, Pampers. That's how you could tell it was a baby shower. They could have at least wrapped them. and they're walking down the street, no masks. So let's see, it wasn't this past week, it was the week before. I'll have to check the town by town numbers tomorrow and see if there was an outbreak. Not that I know where these people came from. I doubt seriously that they live in the town. But that's what's happening. People are letting their guard down because they think, oh, it's the same co-workers every day. But what happens is, I'll give you a perfect example. Let's say that one of the women going to that baby shower has a college student who's going to school in Boston. And the kid comes home from Boston. And the kid's got it. Ah, it's the kid. Oh, I tested negative a month ago. I'm good. But hasn't had a test since then and is actually carrying the virus now. Kid comes home, gives the virus to everybody in the house. Because you don't have to wear the mask because the kid's good, right? It's the kid. So now, somebody else in that house goes to work. And among the workplace, oh, it's Harry, it's Lucy, it's Joe, it's Fred, it's Myrtle. Weird names you work with. I see him every day. We're good. So you give them the virus because now you have it and now you've given it to them. This is how it works. So what do you do? I mean, if the kid comes home what do you do? Kid comes home from college and you say, you wear a mask or I'm going to wear a mask and don't get mad at me because I'm wearing a mask. It's kind of how we have to be for the next couple of weeks, isn't it? I don't know. I will go out on a limb and say this. There will not be a widespread lockdown in Rhode Island. Here's how I come up with that thesis. Governor Baker of Massachusetts just said there will be no widespread lockdown in Massachusetts. Simple as that. The same shadow consultant is advising the governor of Massachusetts. Although why we haven't gone to color-coded yet, it escapes me because that's like the next thing. All these other states that use the same consulting group have all gone to color code. Maybe we can't pull it off here. I don't know. Oh, I guess Jorge Alorza is going to speak at noon. Is that right? Which means 12:05 so that they can carry him live on the noon newscasts. So there we go. You know what I wanted to ask John Martin this morning? And again, you know, we have to do a better job of distilling this information that we receive. Because one thing that we have learned, again, the virus is not smart. Oh, the virus knows when it's 10 o'clock. Forget that. The virus is opportunistic. That's what happens. And apparently the virus has mutated enough so that it is more contagious than it was. It is more easily spread, but apparently may not be causing as severe an illness. And that's just three or four different things that I have read, so don't go by any more than the fact that I've got more information coming in and out of this squash of mine than I know what to do with. So, but one thing that I have found is that we have to take this information that we get and that we take in and really distill it, figure out where it came from. That well-meaning dashboard thing from AARP is woefully out of date. The newest information is a month old. It may as well be 20 years old. That said, there are some things that we can at least take and put to good use. For example, one of the things that came out of the AARP study of nursing homes was that the staffing, the level of infection in the staff is down. Now, the question is, Is that because the staffs are no longer hopping jobs? Because that was a big issue in the spring and the summer, remember? You had these folks who worked at nursing homes who worked at multiple homes. Nature of the business. Restaurant business is very similar. You've got people who are waiters and servers at three or four restaurants, so, and they're in demand and all that. So we don't know to what degree that affects things. See, these are things that we have to be able to drill down. The other is, and it was a statistic that is nothing, it's fear-mongering. I'm sorry, it's clickbait. Well, there's only 16% of the houses, nursing homes, that have enough PPE. What's PPE is the gowns and masks, right? PPP is the money. PPE. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. What does that mean? If you're talking about a nursing home such as St. Clair, that's a far different set of circumstances than a place that's owned by a large corporation, like a Genesis. So it's an unfair comparison, because an owner-operated home, it's like a chain restaurant. An owner-operated facility is going to be able to make a decision based on its local needs. Very, very likely that the person who is the face and the CEO of that facility is the one who's going out and buying the gloves and the masks and the gowns. Whereas if it's a Genesis facility, and I just use Genesis because it's the only one I can think of. What's the other one? Brookdale. They have all the Bay ones, right? Brookdale and Genesis, that's corporate America. That's Walmart. So it's coming from a distribution center. The decision is made up the corporate ladder. It's apples and oranges. And it may well be that the policy of the corporate homes, and I don't know this, but I have a pretty educated guess, and I'll bet I'm more right. Your Genesis, your Brookdale, they are going to be operating under just-in-time, which was the big warehousing thing in the 80s and the 90s, which was stupid, to cut down on inventory, which makes the stock price go up. You buy less of whatever, paperclips, products that you make, products that you sell, and you just keep enough so that as you are putting the last box on the truck to go out to deliver, you're getting the next shipment in. It's called just in time. Never works. So if that's the case, then what needs to happen is the corporate-owned homes need to be in a separate bit of statistics than the privately owned or locally owned homes. That is it's not a fair comparison. So there you go. That's what I mean when I say we have to know how to handle this information now. It's not enough. Oh, we have all this information. We have all these computers. And most of it's crap, because it's just, I mean, again, I think of everything in terms of restaurants and food. Look at the difference between a locally owned and operated restaurant and a chain restaurant. Chain restaurant, it shows up on a truck from somewhere. Independently owned restaurant, I'm making it. Sometimes I'm literally going out to the Stop and Shop to get a bag of flour. So it is not an apt comparison. Well, you know, the restaurant runs out of food. Anyway, time for traffic. Where's my traffic? WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We have a fairly decent ride with some building volume on the Newport Pell Bridge. You're slow now over the 3rd Street overpass eastbound, getting to the Connell off-ramp. You're slow at midspan westbound after the construction zone. Looks like we're slow both directions through the tolls. Eastbound on the Jamestown-Verrazano, you're moving well at the speed limit. Westbound, you're down to one lane. That work zone is on the North Kingstown side, but we are seeing slow traffic for the length of the ride on the Jamestown-Verrazano. On the Mount Hope Bridge, looking good end-to-end. We are occasionally busy in the intersection, Boyd's Lane and Bristol Ferry Road. Saconnet River Bridge looks fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it is always VD and U, and where we check these bridges every 30 minutes or less, all morning and right on through the midday. So we'll do it again in less than 30 minutes. And we're just ahead of Midday Sports with Bob Angel.
WADK Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, high 49. It will be clear and breezy tonight, low 29. Brisk and colder for tomorrow with lots of sunshine, high 40. Clear and cold tomorrow night, bundle up, low 27. Thursday, partly sunny, high 49. Patchy clouds Thursday night, low 44. Kicking off the weekend on Friday, milder with partial sunshine and a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
WADK Sports.
The New England Patriots will be hitting the road this weekend as they'll travel to Houston to take on the Texans in a Sunday afternoon contest. The Pats have now won back-to-back games. Their record's 4-5. Houston's been struggling. They lost Sunday at Cleveland 10-7, so they have dropped to 2-7. Next to last in the AFC South. The New Orleans Saints will have to go without quarterback Drew Brees for an undetermined amount of time. He suffered broken ribs and a collapsed lung in Sunday's win over the San Francisco 49ers. Last night in Monday Night Football, Minnesota defeated the Chicago Bears 19-12. For the Vikings, that was their third win in a row, and they are now 4-5. For the Chicago Bears, it was their fourth loss in a row, and they're now 5-5. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins passed for 292 yards and two touchdowns, both to Adam Thielen. As for Chicago, their highlight was Cordarrelle Patterson's 104-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Former Red Sox pitchers Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling are back on the Hall of Fame ballot for the ninth year. Schilling almost got in last year. He had 70% of the vote. You need 75% to be voted in. Clemens got 61% last year. The NBA draft is coming up tomorrow. The Celtics will have the 14th pick overall in the first round. They got that from the Memphis Grizzlies. And the Celtics also will pick 26th and 30th in the first round, as well as having the 47th overall pick. That'll happen in round two. The league remains on track to open up training camps around December 1st. The Phoenix Suns are adding all-star point guard Chris Paul. Reports say that they are acquiring Paul from the Oklahoma City Thunder for a package that includes Ricky Rubio, Kelly Oubre, and a draft pick in the future. Paul had averaged a little bit better than 17 points a game for the Oklahoma City last season. The NCAA men's basketball tournament in March is going to be played all in one location due to the pandemic. The NCAA says it is talking with Indianapolis and the metro area to essentially serve as a bubble that would host all games. And that would leave out 13 other cities, including Providence, who was set to host first and second round games at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. Coming up tonight on the local sports scene, girls soccer playoff action. In a Division II quarterfinal, the Middletown girls are at North Smithfield at 7. And in a Division III quarterfinal, the Rogers girls play at Classical at 6. Last night, in schoolboy soccer, Division I quarterfinal action out at Portsmouth High School, Tolman defeated Portsmouth 1-0 in a penalty kick shootout, and that's a bit of an upset. Portsmouth, the top team out of the East. Tolman was fifth place out of the East. The two had just met on Saturday, and Portsmouth had won that meeting 1-0. But last night, Tolman would prevail in that shootout and hand Portsmouth their only loss of the season. They were 5-1-2 overall, the Patriots were, and their defense only gave up 2 goals all season long. The Tiverton High School boys and girls soccer teams had to cancel their postseason games because of COVID cases. That's our WADK Sports Update.
You're listening to AM 1540 WADK. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of station management or its advertisers. Your views and opinions are welcome at 846-1028 AM 1540 WADK.
This Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, it's Rogers against Middletown, a game that was played in September of 2006. This is Bob Angel. Joining me on the coverage that day were Jim Ascoli and Chris Richards. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1 on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
We play by our own rules.
Talk of the town. Bruce Newberry.
How cool is that?
There's my buddy Bruce.
Weekday mornings from 9 to noon on 1540 WADK.
Just ahead of We Are Open, woohoo! Yes, that's the full name of the program, you know. Yes. And Nairobi, Ronna P. Carty. Let's check and see quickly here in the couple of minutes I have remaining whether or not we have Corona numbers. And just in, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says a shutdown of the economy and indoor dining could happen in Boston. But Governor Baker says he doesn't see a widespread shutdown in Massachusetts. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is 87. He is quarantining. He's been exposed to the corona. And let's see. And let me just grab the Department of Health data hub here, and I believe we're still on yesterday's. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not quite noon yet. Governor Raimondo will not speak until Thursday this week, Wednesday next week, and then after that, she'll start coming to us on Thursdays. Ah, we do have the numbers. Hark, not bad, 605. Positives. Okay, that's the best in like a week. 9,700 tests, also not bad. New hospital admissions, 30. New hospital discharges, 21. That's not good. Currently hospitalized, 265. I think that's up. Yes, yesterday it was 256. All right, in the ICU, 22. And that number has been creeping up. So, are we flattening a little bit? Don't know. But certainly 600 is better than 700 and 800 and 900 and 1,000. So we will take it. 605 new people in the state of Rhode Island who have tested positive for the first time. 9,709 tests completed. That doesn't get into the fuzzy math from yesterday, the day before that. We'll get into that sometime during the course of the next hour after we talk with our friends who are open. Yes, we are open. It's next.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Over